This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever feel like your emotions are like totally running the show? This discussion dives into a fascinating article about emotional regulation.
It's a topic we all, you know, grapple with, isn't it? We're not always in control of our feelings.
Exactly. This article looks at different strategies, some we might expect and some that might surprise you.
Like what? Give us a hint.
Well, it talks about mindfulness, but also challenges some common approaches. Let's get into it. So the article starts by highlighting cognitive reappraisal. What's that all about?
It's about reframing how you think about a situation to change your emotional response. Instead of letting anger take over, you try to see things differently.
Like if someone cuts you off in traffic, instead of getting furious, you think, maybe they're having a really bad day.
Exactly. And then there's self-distancing, viewing your emotions from a third-person perspective.
Like stepping outside yourself and observing your feelings as if they're happening to someone else.
Precisely. It helps to reduce emotional reactivity, right?
The article also mentions sensory strategies. What are those?
Using things like music, nature, or calming routines to shift your mood. Think of a soothing bath or listening to your favorite song, you know?
Makes sense. And environmental modifications?
Leveraging your surroundings, spending time in nature, or even looking at nature pictures can reduce rumination.
Interesting. The article also talks about belief change.
It's about believing that your emotions are malleable, not fixed. That belief itself can improve your ability to cope.
And then there's contextual avoidance, which sounds a bit contradictory.
It's about temporarily suppressing emotions, especially during acute stress. It's not about repression, but about managing intense feelings in the short term.
Okay, so the article then takes a turn and critiques mindfulness.
It argues that mindfulness's emphasis on acceptance rather than changing emotions clashes with some of the other strategies.
So mindfulness says accept your anger, while other methods say reframe your anger.
Exactly. The article suggests that labeling emotions as good or bad goes against the core principle of non-judgmental awareness in mindfulness.
The article also challenges the idea that emotional avoidance is always harmful.
It points out that some research suggests that avoidance can sometimes lead to better long-term outcomes, particularly in grief. That's interesting, right?
But it also acknowledges that this is not universally supported. Most research emphasizes emotional processing for healthy grief. The article also questions whether everyone can easily master emotional regulation.
It suggests that the claim that anyone can learn overlooks individual differences in cognitive flexibility and access to resources.
And it also points out that not all strategies are equally effective. What works for one person might not work for another.
Absolutely. Effectiveness depends on context, personality, and even neurocognitive factors.
So to wrap things up, the article presents a range of strategies for emotional regulation, but also cautions against oversimplifying the process.
It highlights the importance of considering individual differences and the limitations of certain approaches. Mindfulness offers a valuable alternative perspective.
It's a nuanced topic, and the article does a good job of exploring that nuance. Yeah, that was a great discussion. Thanks so much.